Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Study today on the Colleen and Bradley show. I'm very proud. I'm very proud. Well, you know, we need participation from our listening audience. It's a simple question, really, and I'd like to keep track of the data that we compile in this moment. The question,
do you have a pen and paper?
Yep. The question is, you're eating macaroni and cheese. What utensil do you pick up to eat with? 651-641-1071. There's a reason, and I don't want to... Okay, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give away the reason
why I'm asking.
Well,
there's a right answer, but sure.
Well, okay. I think there's a right answer, too. So, last night, you know what I was searching for? Because I wanted to see if I could get my hands on it, was that pink macaroni and cheese that Kraft is doing. Because I thought that would be a great cheat day.
Oh, for cheat day,
I was thinking
yeah.
about us, you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay? That was all
in my off hours.
As long as you weren't thinking about your family.
No. Good. No, they get enough of this, okay? So I was looking for... So I Googled, like, pink macaroni and cheese. Oh, no. And I was like, where can I get it?
Yeah.
And one of the things that came up was an Etsy product that was a utensil, a silver utensil that had, like... engraved in it, so-and-so's mac and cheese...
Something.
Blank.
Okay.
And it was the wrong utensil. Mm. Like, I was like, who does that?
I really hope it's what I think this is, because if not,
so
we're going to have a fight.
I know.
But I don't think we are.
So, 651-641-1071. It really is an easy question. It's not... This is... You don't need to be, like, qualified to have this moment, but I will...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Are you literally just going to take people's answer, or are you going to judge their answer when they give it?
I'm going to try not to judge it when they give it.
So why don't we just take a couple, and then you can tell us what the right answer is.
I would love to take five, because we need one clear winner.
Three?
Okay, sure. Do we have three callers, Holly?
No, we have one.
Okay, fine.
But let's go to Megan.
I need two more. Hello, Megan. Megan, when you are eating macaroni and cheese, what utensil are you using?
So when I eat macaroni and cheese, I use a fork. But when my son, who's six, eats macaroni and cheese, he uses a spoon. So I think it depends on the age, not to like mess with you. But
that's okay. I'm going to
accept her answer.
I'm going to accept your answer because you're an adult and you know things. About the world.
Yeah,
Megan, thank you for your call.
I mean, a kid, let's be clear, a kid could just pick it up with his hand. So that's what I'm saying is
we shan't
be taking their advice.
Yeah. 651.
They would lick the floor.
641-1071. When you are eating macaroni and cheese, what utensil do you pick up to eat said macaroni and cheese?
So you think there's, to be clear to the audience... There is a correct answer.
Yeah.
And you want to see if the audience gives the correct answer.
Basically, I want to see what the majority is actually doing.
Now, our sample group is just two more people, correct?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So let's go to Denise.
Hello, Denise. Denise, when you are eating macaroni and cheese, what utensil do you use?
Well, because I'm older than three, I use a fork.
Thank you. I'm not saying that's right, but that's... Thank you for your call, Denise. I don't want to taint the sample.
You are being so obviously non-tainty right now.
Let's go to our third caller.
Holly.
Who do we have on the line?
Leanne.
Leanne, when you eat macaroni and cheese, Leanne, what utensil do you pick up?
A fork for myself, yeah.
Okay, are you picking
other people in my family use other things. Myself.
Okay, how can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is the age of the other people in your house that use other implements?
The people who use other implements are ages 7 and below.
Okay, 7 and below. Wonderful. Thank you, Leanne, for your conversation.
Can I add, because you know you originally said 5, so let's just make it an Evie Stevie 5 with Holly and myself.
Okay,
shall
perfect.
We do that?
Good. when you
we
eat
don't
macaroni
know
and
anything
cheese.
About what you expect us to
no,
say.
No, of course Nothing. Not. You can't tell.
My gut reaction when you first asked this question was to say fork, because there is only one dish that I will grab a spoon for that is an entree.
Soup.
Actually, I take that back then, not including soup. There's one other entree. And it's because
cereal.
That's not an entree, and if it is, you're seven. So, but I'll get to the week. I don't want to.
Okay.
So fork.
Okay.
Fork. Holly?
Fork, hands down.
Okay. So.
Colleen, what is the correct
fork.
Answer?
A fork is obviously. I just couldn't even. I was like.
Who said ooh. Spoon?
Nobody said it. It was that picture that I saw
oh.
of that Etsy product oh, where yeah, you can yeah, get yeah, a spoon yeah, yeah, that yeah. has your name engraved on it, and it says so-and-so's macaroni and cheese spoon, and it was not a children's spoon. So I was like,
you
what
were offended.
Adult is using
I feel bad for the person
a spoon? A spoon is a shovel.
Can I say I do like a spoon when it's curry night?
Well, yeah, because you got to get all the juices.
Yeah, if it's really saucy, I like a spoon.
But you use the
but
spoon
macaroni
last?
And
it's like a second thing. It's like I go in with the fork first, and then I come back later with the spoon.
Yeah,
not
both
when
of them.
I have curry.
Really?
But it's a really gravy-forward experience, so it's very stewy-soupy.
Okay. I just still feel like
but
cleanup thing. It's a shovel.
But
yeah.
To be fair... I was going to say something D-baggy. I think that macaroni and cheese, I would never think of spoon because it's not soupy.
No.
I guess maybe if your macaroni and cheese was like wet.
But it's all it's slippery enough.
Yes.
Where the noodles are going to slide off the spoon. And it's going to be annoying.
Right. And then you're chasing it around
with
your spoon.
Or it's not, but like, I actually think it's the opposite is true. Which justifies the fork. Like, usually it's not soupy enough.
So you gotta stab it.
Yeah.
And take a big chonk because the cheese is like gelatinous.
Also, the fun part is trying to get a noodle on each tine of the fork. And then just. Nope. Okay.
Okay.
Just
so me? Back to being seven.
Fine. No big deal. I
Do you
also
put them
like
on your fingies?
Like, I also like to eat bugles off my fingers.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
Thank you.
Exactly.
No, I just was so stunned by that. I was like, okay, let's actually just take a sample of human
beings.
No,
I think that was a, I think you had the right impulse for a change.
Next time we do this, I would like to confront the issue of mashed potatoes. Again, I'm not going to give you my answer.
Well, we know your answer.
Yeah,
it's
know
a fork.
The answer. Yeah.
As an adult, I just honestly, again, soup is the only spoony thing.
My only caveat to that is if it's very soupy, like if there's a lot of soup I'm going to be missing, even if it's a chonky experience, I'm going to use a spoon.
Well, here's the question.
Yeah.
Meaning like if it's a really soupy stew, because I like soup, like brothy stews.
Okay, but then I get excited about, like, what can I dip in that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? So, like, what bread experience? What kind of carbohydrate
experience? Or you
can
just drink out of the bowl.
Fine.
No,
I'm not even opposed
to
that.
That's not acceptable.
I just can't, over the age of, like, I'm going to say seven. Seven is, like, my spoon threshold. At seven, all spoons should get taken away.
But if someone presents you a spoon while you're eating your mashed potatoes.
You do realize that, like, the fork is a relatively late invention in culinary utensilry.
But that's the thing, is, like, that's modern. That is a modern tool, and we should be using it. There's a reason it came to be.
Wow, I'm excited because usually I'm the one that's irrational when it comes to.
Are you calling my love of a fork irrational?
No, it's your hatred for people with spoons that seems somewhat irrational.
I don't hate the player. I hate the game.
No, I think you do. I think you hate the player.
Also, the temptation for people to hold their spoon like a shovel and actually like.
Okay, well,
let's go back to Forkland.
Neanderthals.
I'm just saying, let's go back to Forkland.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you hold your fork and knife the right way? Because that used to drive me nuts. But I hold
my fork upside down in my left hand. I cut
so you
with
don't
my right.
use your fork as a shovel.
Right. I do it the European way.
Do the push.
You push, and then you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm dainty. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, speaking of being dainty, we are going to shove some stuff in our mouths.
No utensils required.
Woohoo! With our hands. It is cheat day. We're going to cheat after this on My Talk 107.1. Always makes me think of condoms. Because his name is Duncan Sheep.
You should tell that to him.
It's Friday on the Colleen.
I don't know what to do with you.
Sure is.
That song makes me think of condoms.
It does. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And what do we do on Fridays, guys?
Condoms.
What do we do?
Put things in... Oh.
Okay, just can you ask walk away from that. What do we do on Fridays?
Put things in our mouth.
Dirty, rotten cheetah.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
All right. So what are we sticking in our mouth today?
Well, today's mouth treat comes from our good friend Holly Roberts.
And the Girl Scouts of America.
Yeah, I didn't make these.
Are you a Girl Scout? Well, no, Holly, she got them for us, yeah. Was my point.
Yes.
Well, I got is a loose term here.
Look, it's theater acquired. Of the mind. Theater of the mind. You could just say, yeah, you're welcome. I got you some things.
Holly acquired these Girl Scout cookies. They're a new flavor, right?
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Toast yay.
Oh, wait, hold on. So, Holly, tell us about them.
Well, it's nice that you selected this song because the packaging is in a nice lime green.
Mm.
These have nothing to do with Margaritaville, though. They're toast yays!
I was just trying to troll you.
Yeah, I know.
What's a toast yay?
French toast inspired cookies dipped in delicious icing and full of flavor in every bite. Yay!
You can really, it smells very French toasty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're big. And they're the shape of French toast.
I mean, if French toast were a child's toy, yes.
It does look like a child's toy French toast.
Yeah,
kind of.
Well, it kind of looks like it came from a play set. Yeah.
Like play school with the K. Oh,
it smells like French toast.
Yeah, it actually, what it smells like to me is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but then there's like a maple-y.
Yeah.
Or is that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I think it's a maple experience, right?
I'm in my mouth.
Mm. Well, yeah, Colleen's not wasting any time.
Maple syrup is one of the.
So it's like an iced shortbread cookie. What do you think, Colleen?
It's good. Listen, the Girl Scouts have never let me down. The Girl Scouts of America make the best cookies. Like, am I going to put these in my order? Probably not, but I'm not mad that I'm eating it right now. I would eat two.
I mean, you will eat two.
Probably. I only have one, but I might march on down.
I sold two.
You did.
Here's the thing. I want to give an honest appraisal.
Yeah.
So it's very maple forward. Mm-hmm. That sort of artificially maple.
Mm-hmm.
I like the icing because I like iced animal cookies, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. The cookie part is a little dusty.
It's a drier cookie. Can I ask a question before you go forward?
Mm-hmm.
When you put it in your mouth, what direction is toward your tongue?
The cookie.
Okay, me too. So I'm wondering, I'm going to flip it and reverse it and see what... Do you know what that is? She's actually saying what she just said.
In reverse.
In reverse.
Thanks, Colleen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's probably some sort of like Satan thing. Like, Satan's going to get you.
Okay.
Nope.
It's a different experience if you flip it over. I mean, it's really like two cookies in one.
I mean, you're still eating the same cookie, though.
I know, but it's a different like flavor.
Well, I don't taste anything. When I put that plastic on my mouth, I don't taste it.
I appreciate the size of the cookie,
mm-hmm.
because in terms of Girl Scout cookies, this is rather large.
Yeah.
Because if feel I have like a complaint,
it's that they skimp on size.
Yeah, the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, because you don't eat the whole box.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yeah, but they've gotten smaller over the years.
I hate that they make me take so many bites. I can't just shove an entire plate-sized cookie into my mouth.
How rude.
Which
is what she just did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I will say I don't hate it, but to Colleen's point, I wouldn't probably order a thing.
Mm-mm.
Now, I'm glad we tried it because I actually was going to order a thing.
Oh, good.
Because I was going to order. You can order like a box that has like six kinds in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You guys.
Did you know that?
Let's talk about the game change this year.
Yeah.
Actually, it started a couple years ago, but you don't need to find your own personal dealer anymore.
Yeah.
You can buy them online.
My problem always was this. Children are not my favorite creature.
I know this about you.
And I will say, usually children in groups, even less of my favorite.
One is bad. 10 are worse.
Like a herd of youth.
Yes. You just open the door to a herd of youth and you're like, whoa, go in the opposite direction. So the problem I always had was like, I didn't want to stop at the like Girl Scout table because
then you got to talk to them.
Then you got to, you know, hey guys, what's up kids?
And that's part of their whole, one of the development corners in like personal like salesmanship.
And they don't want to talk to me. And so this way I can support them because I want children to have good moral values.
Okay. Can I tell you something? I just want to bring an awareness to the table with our cookies today. Bradley, it doesn't matter that they're youth. You don't want to talk to people.
Well, so I like you.
Thanks.
Well, one of the five essential skills, according to the packaging.
Holly, you too. It was not I didn't intentionally omit you.
Thank you.
What are the five skills, Holly?
Goal setting, people skills, decision making, business ethics, and money management, according to the packaging.
We missed most of those units on the Colleen and Bradley show.
No, that's why I'm like, I did think to myself, I do need to order Girl Scout cookies this year because I'm never going to see Girl Scouts. That's the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't.
They're not trying to earn badges in your area.
Unless they're doing YouTube Ethel Merman badges.
Yeah, you were right.
Now that would be a badge.
I don't want Girl Scouts in my area trying to earn a badge. Thank you, Colleen. Oh, but God. I haven't seen them in my area. That's the God's honest truth.
I actually haven't seen a lot of Girl Scouts around. Well, I'm not going anywhere, let's be honest.
Normally, the only time I ever see Girl Scouts is at the grocery store or somebody here. And I don't know if you've been paying attention this year.
Yeah, no Girl Scouts.
There's no, so like, I'm
Because there's
out.
No Girl Scout parents.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks, girls.
Thanks, ratings. Girls. Okay, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I give it a 3.
All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, celebrities behaving badly, we call them. After this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for those celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-Bag?
Khloe Kardashian, otherwise known as Khloe, but she's got that accent. on the E, so Chloe.
Right, nobody uses it. We should definitely make sure that people are using that. Chloe.
Well, if it was Chloe, then her name would be Chloe Kardashian, and Cloaca is not a thing that I think she wants to be synonymous with. Like, you can Google it.
That's the bird naughties.
Yeah. Okay, so Chloe Kardashian unleashed her frustrations Thursday after a fan insinuated that she's keeping her sister Kylie from reconciling with bestie Jordan Woods. And she clapped to the back.
Oh, she is. Listen, if there's one thing we've learned about Chloe, it's that she is a master clap backer.
So I want to read the clap back to you, and I want to just take you on this journey, and I want you to find the D-bag.
Okay.
I mean, not that it's going to be hard. I am so sick and tired of this narrative that I control my sister or I dictate who she chooses to surround herself with. Never once have I ever, and I mean ever, all caps, told my sister who she can be friends with. She's an adult who can have whatever she wants to do. Do whatever she wants to do. I will support her in anything and everything she wants to do. I love my sister unconditionally. That means regardless of who she chooses to be friends with, I will always love, respect, and value my sister unconditionally. She is my life partner, and I will always respect what she chooses. By the way, I have no ill feelings towards anyone, truly. My heart carries no hatred at all. Unless you actually know what you're talking about, respectfully, shut the bleep up, all caps! Do you want to find the D-bag?
I mean, it's Chloe.
Yeah, but I mean, like, particularly?
Am I missing something?
Yeah. By the way, I have no ill feelings towards anyone truly. My heart carries no hatred at all. Unless you actually know what you're talking about, respectfully. All caps. Shut the bleep up! She don't have no...
But she's so rude.
Well, exactly.
That's
thank
hateful.
You. So, if you're gonna try to be all like, I love everyone,
then
you
love
don't
everyone.
Tell them to shut the bleep up right. in all caps.
Right.
So, that's number one. Number two, nobody cares. Number three, you are screaming at nobody, which means that this issue has gotten under your skin such that you needed to write a completely unhinged, deranged response.
Right.
You are screaming on social media to somebody you don't know at length.
Yeah. While simultaneously saying, I don't carry hate in my heart.
Yeah. Mm. Which... You do.
You just did.
You
just,
do.
You were.
When you tell, because I will tell you what I would never do.
Oh, tell me.
Well, I mean, I would never tell someone to shut the bleep up in my Instagram.
Here's what also we learn from that is something got to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the appropriate response is like, just let it go.
Well, yeah, you choose. She is choosing. We talk about this behavior all the time, right? The clap back behavior.
Right.
If you are clapping back, you are indulging the person's criticism. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that I don't understand the impulse to want to respond. We all do when we feel we're being attacked unfairly. But I would say in the year 2012, if you are then able to have that feeling and then you are forced to go to social, not force, but like you find yourself moved to go to social media and respond in this longer way, I would say this is telling us way more about you.
Right.
Than it's, because here's the truth. I don't know who at Minji.430 is.
A bot.
And I don't care.
Well, now there's an interesting theory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull the thread on that. If indeed this was a bot,
mm-hmm.
the bot planted to make a negative comment to allow for Chloe
to put this topic front and center.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's entirely possible. I don't even think you need to have Elon Musk or, you know, China or to pick some random, you know, like Vladimir Putin or like, to use a phrase that's been overused, some guy in a basement somewhere. There are always people responding negatively to Chloe.
Yeah.
Such that she can pick and choose whenever she wants to respond to some of those people, right? Like she has thousands of people commenting on her stuff daily. Even more than like you or I or the people listening to our conversation. Like we don't have people responding like this to everything we do and say. Mm-hmm. So we often make the mistake of treating Chloe, well, I don't think we do, but like you can see how people would be like, she's just standing up for herself. And it must be really hard having all these people come after her for doing this thing. Really? Really?
But, and that's exactly what she wants, is she wants people to feel sympathetic toward her.
Yeah.
And really, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be Mother Teresa. And you will have people willing to hate on you.
Mother Teresa had death threats, and she didn't all caps tell people to shut the bleep up.
Thank you. Do you want to know who my D-bag is?
But of course.
Oh my gosh. It's Pamela Anderson, you guys.
My God, what did she do?
She is in a space. So have you ever heard of the show? I believe it's a British show. It's called Loose Women.
Oh yeah. That's like The View.
Yeah, exactly. So Pamela Anderson was on Loose Women, and you know, she just got married, right?
Yeah. After 5 minutes. Well, whatever. That's my opinion.
Bye. Oh no, I would love to hear it because this person also shows up in this moment. She's being interviewed on Loose Women. She got married on Christmas, and she conducts the interview from her bed.
Oh, that seems valuable.
What? With her new husband.
Oh.
In her undies, laying there, nuzzling his neck. It is awkward. You sort of get the impression that maybe she's on some sort of altering substance, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she explains how they met. She's in Canada. She's on what she calls a magical estate in Canada. And he was the handyman that was working on her property.
Who was married and has children.
Yeah. And she wants you to know that they haven't left the bed since they got married and on Christmas. That's not a good thing, y'all. You got to get up and move around.
Bed sores.
You got to, I hope they're turning them every once in a while.
I mean, do they have like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fetish?
I mean, it's,
they're trying to be the grandparents who never leave the bed.
Right? But they're next to each other instead of foot to foot.
Mm-hmm.
We should be worried about Pam.
I mean, what was your first clue?
I mean, you know, she goes in fits and starts. There are times with Pamela Anderson where I'm like, oh, she's in a good space. She's not, guys. She's not. She's not in a good space. The other thing I just think is so weird is like in this moment, nobody on Loose Women, none of the hosts are like, this is weird. They all, and this is another thing that I just can't stand about entertainment and pop culture is the way people pander to the celebrity. Like if I'm on the Loose Women, no, I wouldn't do it either. But I want to believe that if I were one of the Loose Women hosts, mm-hmm. and we're talking to Pamela Anderson, nuzzling her new husband in bed, kind of probably on a mood altering substance live, I might be like, honey, get out of like, are you serious right now?
Well, but you know how this is.
I know. That's why I said I probably wouldn't actually.
Because we would not.
No,
we wouldn't tell her to get out of bed. No. We'd say, tell us more about being in bed. And then we'd rush this story out to the internet as quickly as possible.
Which is what the Loose Women did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They got real loose with it.
So. I just encourage people to go read about Dan Hayhurst's ex-wife. Because from what I read, Pamela Anderson is, according to her, a home to the wrecker.
Okay, so what? Tell me, because I haven't like done the work on.
I've done extensive work.
Okay, well, tell me what you've done.
No, it was not extensive. I read an article. From what I can gather, you said it. He was working as a handyman on her home, and she was laying out one day. She had that thing with the tinfoil.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like mm-hmm. folded out.
Yep. Tanning to catch the rays.
To catch the rays. And he came up and said, do you have a screw?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I don't have a screw, but... And then some music started playing in the background.
Yep.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, he put a ring on it.
Mm. That's an interesting story.
No, like, I...
That's an interesting story.
Like, most of that was lies. But...
Yeah.
But...
That was a lot... That was very plot-heavy. Thank you.
Yeah.
She...
He came to her office to repair her copy machine.
Yeah.
And then...
And he bent over and she said, nice view. I don't know. Anyway, but the ex-wife says... quote, it wasn't this romance that happened overnight. He worked with her for over 6 months before any of that happened. He wasn't her bodyguard then. He is a handyman. She hired him to work on her house. She goes on to say that he was a single dad 5 years ago when she met him. Shortly afterwards, she moved in with him. The impression you get is that she's very bitter about the way their relationship ended. Mm-hmm. Whether or not there was actual cheating involved, I don't know. But it's totally plausible when you think about it, right? Like, all of a sudden, because the way she tells it, like, all of a sudden he's just uninterested in their marriage. Oh, and he's been working on Pamela Anderson's home for the last 6 months.
She walks around naked.
I mean...
Right?
And you know she's been in a tender place. Why? Because she had that like other five-minute marriage that dissolved after she learned maybe he was just out to get
money,
some money and attention.
Yeah.
Right?
Her choosing skills are questionable.
I mean, we all know people who like to be in love, but generally speaking, I think you should have people. You should take people one at a time.
Right. Not in groups.
Or other people's people.
That too. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, I don't even know what's happening with this next story, but it involves Armie Hammer, the devil, and Dr. Oz.
Mm. Sounds like a good movie.
It does a little bit. I can't wait to hear about it.
The Devil and Dr. Oz.
After this on My Talk 107.1. What do Armie Hammer, the Devil, and Dr. Oz have in common? We're going to find out on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hi, ladies.
So I'm guessing all of these characters appear in this next scenario.
They do, actually. Otherwise, it would be kind of weird. I was like, we're going to talk about cheese. No, I want to tell you about an interview that Dr. Oz did recently. And I have conversations to be having about that in a moment. But first, I want you to hear Paige Lorenzi. Paige. We'll just call her Paige. She is one of the exes of Armie Hammer, who's been talking about his weird...
stuff.
Cannibalism. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen.
Had she or members of the family heard things about him?
Well, she never specifically said anything to me because I don't think she wanted to assume, but, you know, she literally just said things like he has demonic behaviors, the devil was kind of trying to take him, things like that. And I didn't grow up extremely religious, so that was a little bit out of touch for me. But I did kind of get a feeling from her, like, she knew that he had a very, very dark side.
Okay, so back it up, switch it and reverse it. That's Paige. Imagine you're talking to your boyfriend's mom, and she just casually lets out that her son is being chased by the devil.
Oh my gosh, I'm out of there so fast.
And he's got a dark side.
Bye!
That is synonymous with... Satan.
Yeah, we're done now.
I feel like that's when you do the thing where you're like, oh my God, I totally left my doors open and my iron
on. And I need to go and I'm going to never, you probably won't see me again.
And then you're going to hear something to the effect of, oh, that didn't work because I didn't have the button on. And then you'll hear something to the effect of,
there it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm out.
Stage left.
And again, this is not like a blame the victim experience because, you know, Paige Lorenz has talked about some just bizarre, inappropriate. She's not the one. No, she is the one. Isn't she the one with the letter A? Yes, she's the one that accused Armie Hammer of branding her with the letter A. So again, this is not to like shame her for being a victim. This is just like, I can't believe she found herself in such a place as the man, or excuse me, the mother of the man whom you are dating, saying that he has a dark side and the devil is out to get him.
Yeah, that's not like a little dark side. That's like the darkest of all dark sides. Yeah. And that is a pack your bags and bye. Actually, and you can leave your bags behind. Get out of there as fast as humanly possible.
Now, so that's terrifying. Her story is terrifying, but there was also a reason I brought this conversation to the show today.
But wait, there's more.
In addition to the fact that it's just eye-opening from Paige Lorenz's experience with Armie Hammer, which we have talked about, involved her being cut by Armie Hammer.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, with the letter A for Armie.
We also have to talk about who she's talking to.
Dr. Oz.
Mm-hmm. What the heck is Paige Lorenz? And again, I'm not talking to Paige in a judgmental way.
Nope.
But knowing what we know about Dr. Oz, why is Dr. Oz doing a segment with Paige Lorenz on Armie Hammer?
Yeah, like, I thought that he was trying to do all medical-y stuff. And, like, Garcinia Cambogia. Like, I don't understand. It feels to me, this feels more Dr. Philly than Dr. Ozzy.
Well, also, I just want, like, I want whoever is booking her on interviews to be taken seriously.
Right, right.
And I don't take Dr. Oz seriously.
Right. So who, okay, so let's actually do this exercise. Like, who would you, if you were the person in charge of Paige Lorenz, who would you hold out for?
Gail King.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, and even Gail King, like, look, I am not saying that Gail King is not what she is, which is, it is to say that there is a time and a place to talk about these salacious things. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dr. Oz is that person. I think Gail King would be a much better choice.
Right, yeah.
Because I think Gail King would bring a certain
gravitas
that Dr. Oz is not, because Dr. Oz is so problematic for so many reasons, and and I think it does taint a little bit this, you know, the subject, right? Like, because you know, maybe some people don't care about what a Dr. Oz is, but we, like, when I see people on Dr. Oz, I'm like, I don't think you should be going on Dr. Oz.
When did this already air, or when does it air?
This interview actually aired today. I don't know, because, you know, it's a syndicated show, so I imagine it's been airing all over the place. Some places, maybe it hasn't aired yet. Here, it's probably coming this afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know when Oz shows up locally.
I just am curious. I just am curious how this all actually will go, because we heard a nice little segment of it, right? But Dr. Oz gets real talky sometimes, and I just am curious what his perspective is on Armie, on this relationship, or on this story, right? Like, we heard a small segment of it, but what I want to know is, like, how does he respond to it?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, thanks.
Because later in the interview, he does recommend garlic as a supplement is a great way to avoid demonic possession. And he sells
you're terrible
some Garcinia Cambogia with garlic.
Yeah, and you can also go and fill your squirt bottle with some holy water and spray it on people. I mean, you do your just, cat when they
again,
eat the plants.
Like, I'm here for Paige. I don't want her on Dr. Oz because I'm not taking it seriously. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not taking her seriously. I don't take him seriously.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at the garlic.
You thought I was going to tell you something real, and then I did.
I did.
Yeah. Which is a joy.
I know.
In my life.
Yeah, because
a fun thing we do.
I don't know if you guys have visited the Dr. Oz homepage lately.
I don't make a practice.
The last time, no, actually, the last time we did, Dr. Oz was trying to sell the world on this new, like, diet, which had like 50 different steps. Do you remember that? It was like how to avoid COVID and get thin and also be healthy and live forever.
Oh, he's still doing that on his OzTube website. It's called System 21.
Yeah, there's like literally 21 steps.
There's that, which is a system that 21 steps.
It's like a big chart, remember? Yeah. You had to like go here and then go here.
Mm-hmm. It was like the game of life.
Anyway, Holly, why? I'm sorry. Why?
Oh, well, you know, just kind of going on your point. So you're looking at the Dr. Oz webpage and they have these stories of celebrities and then they have them next to pseudoscience, which is next to actual science. So it's kind of like, well, what is even the point of Dr. Oz?
Honestly, do you know what I think? I mean, I think Dr. Oz runs afoul of what a lot of people like him do, which is you have to keep an audience any way you can. And right now people don't want, it's not enough to say like, what is, you know, what in your kitchen cabinet is going to kill you? You also need to hear a salacious story about Paige Lorenz and Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. It just seems odd because he's a doctor.
Well, and that's why I'm so curious about, like, what else does he say? And, like, what can he offer her in this moment, right? Like, I understand the perspective of Gayle King, why you would choose Gayle King. I actually even understand the perspective of Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Even though I don't agree with it, I don't think that's the wise place to go. I would understand that perspective too as being a place where you wanted to tell your story. I don't understand going to Dr. Oz for that.
I mean, it's probably, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
At a loss.
We don't know.
I'm at a loss.
Well, that's today on Dr. Oz. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, you can only have one for the rest of your life. Are you going to choose popcorn or potato chips? 651-641-1071. A very serious question. Popcorn or potato chips for the rest of your life, and why? After this on My Talk 107.1.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.